It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
Okay, post-game wrap here after the Giants beat the Royals, their Giants' fifth straight win. Got a little ragged there at the end, but it was such a fun game when the starters were in there. And one of the cool parts about tonight's game, I thought personally, remember the last time Logan Webb was on the mound and the Giants' defense just, like, imploded behind him? I mean, it really was like it was one of the worst defensive games the Giants have played in a long time. And it all kind of happened clustered together. Tonight, the last pitch he threw, a little broken bad flare, and Luis Gonzalez comes up throwing and throws a guy out at the plate to keep the run off the board and send him off into the night. I thought that was a great way for his night to end, considering what happened last time he pitched.
I love the reaction he had. You know, I don't normally get too excited about throws from the outfield, but that had 97 miles per hour on it. That was a bullet. And that, as good as that throw was, it was wide of the plate. Austin Wins had to go out and get it and then come back and slap the tag on. I thought both ends of the play were brilliant defensively. What we saw from Gonzalez and what we saw from Wins. And there on the backup with his hand raised high, losing his mind, was Logan Webb. I mean, what a great way to end his night. 7-0s. Wow.
They owed him. I didn't think he was going to be in there when Gabe Kapler came out.
I know.
So, that, I mean, you made the point. When Gabe took him out, where was it, in Miami, where he wasn't happy?
Yeah.
He definitely has confidence in Logan Webb. He certainly did tonight. So good for that. It's great to – I mean, he was at 100 pitches when the manager went out. So you just assume, the way things are these days, that he's gone.
And it really was the point I was trying to make in Miami. You can question the manager's decision. You can say, well, he should have left him in. He took him out too soon. It didn't work. Yeah. But to say that he doesn't have faith in Logan Webb, I just thought wasn't right, because he does. He loves Logan Webb. He has total faith in him.
He did say something interesting. You know, Logan Webb's start three starts ago when he was in Miami, he struggled. And he got taken out of the ballgame earlier than he wanted to, and he made mention of it. Logan Webb did. Said, I didn't like it. I you know, the competitive side of me wanted to stay in the game. And Gabe Kapler, in our conversation after this, so he quite honestly, he didn't earn the right to stay in the game. Well, he did tonight. And when you're throwing good, and he established it the first inning, he came right out smoking with the slider. And his knee-high command was stellar. Maybe one of the best outings all year as far as establishing his stuff early and then keeping the ball down around the knees, which is where he gets all his movement and ground balls and all his good stuff. Well, when a manager sees that, he knows this guy's in a good mechanical groove. He's not taking a lot out of his arm, and he leaves him in the game. He earned that right. I like that.
Well said.
Well said.
Said very well.
I'm sorry. I hogged all the time.
No, you really did. It was good.
Yeah, no. Even the seagulls like it. You can hear them.
Good point, Mike.
I'll be short in the second segment.
No, you don't have to be.
No,
you can talk all you
not.
Want.
Here, well,
I just
all
feel really want. Bad. I took John's time.
No, all right.
I had nothing to say.
You cede your time to Mr.
Thinking, should I add something? Like what? What? I couldn't think of anything.
You had that look, John, like you didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, like the look like,
Yeah. Well, we'll take our break. John, you can think of all the things you want to say.
Oh, there's more? We have more?
We have to make player of the game picks and all that.
That's why we're making all this money. What are you talking about?
Coming to
us. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we got to do a second segment.
Make some big money coming up.
Right after this. Post-game wrap part two. After all that time, John, I believe it's your turn to go first tonight.
Dave, thank you so much. And when I get to go first, I don't take that for granted. I really appreciate it. But I'm going with Luis Gonzalez because the Giants only had the one hit going into the sixth inning. And this guy Bubic was dazzling everybody. And Gonzalez, I guess, didn't think his chances were good because he bunted the first time. But this time he hit a double, and that was the start of the three-run rally. But then in the next inning, he threw out the guy at the plate, which Mike talked about already. And, he charged it aggressively. He charged it like a third baseman charging a bunt. And then with Austin Wynn's considerable help, they got the runner at the plate. So big plays on both ends by Luis Gonzalez.
Yep.
So,
good pick.
He's my guy.
He wants to stay.
Nice. Okay, then I'm going to take Logan Webb. That's all I have to say.
Come on.
That's all I have to say.
I don't want to talk a lot.
No, that's it. That's all I got.
He pitched great.
He was awesome.
He earned his win. He was awesome.
He's my guy.
What is he, 6-2?
6-2. Way better, even, I think, than the other numbers indicate. I think he's just throwing the ball great.
Yep.
Good pick, Mike.
Thank you.
Really good pick,
please,
Mike.
Kipe, who you got?
I don't know. I've been watching this Dodger-Angels game, so.
Matt Duffy just walked to load the bases.
There's
against
some
Craig Kimbrell.
There's some drama.
I'm going to take Belt because we had a Belt sighting.
It was great to see him.
And then, with those white shoes that he's never worn before, it's a ball magnet.
Incredible. Only Belt.
Just comes off the injured list.
Out for a month. The first pitch coming off the injured list, he gets hit.
In the foot.
And by the way, the white shoes,
yeah,
his feet look smaller.
So you think he'd like to go back to the other ones? I think he's proud of the size 16.
Oh, you think he is?
I think he is, yeah.
Well, Mike was right. He does look faster.
Well, I think he looked like a male nurse. He's got the night shift over at UCSF. We've never seen him in white shoes.
He'd be happy to hear that.
Oh, the patients are going to be so surprised to see Brandon come in tonight.
Hey, are you Brandon Bell? Yes, I am. How's your foot? All right, anyway. Belt. It's great to see him.
Good pick. Well, I'm taking Wilmer. That the at-bat Wilmer had, well, first of all, he drew the two walks to kind of make Bubic work for it earlier in the game. Yeah, that was one of the best at-bats of the year.
It was.
11 pitches and grinding it out and to get the first run on the board. So, Wilmer Flores, he's my guy.
He's been playing great.
He hit a changeup.
Yeah. And you can play him all over.
He hit a changeup. Let me reach across to John to get my card. Sorry.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, D.C. usually has it laying right in front of you.
It's kind of queued up usually, but D.C.'s not here.
Some people just mail it in.
What's on Deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. California Ford dealers. Tomorrow, day game, bullpen day for the Giants, trying to make it 6 wins in a row. And Lee will be here with us.
Yeah. Good luck in Pittsburgh with Lee.
All road trip. He's coming on the road.
How did this trip start? Did it start on a negative? Lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Has a chance to be a great homestand considering the way it started.
Absolutely. So
finish it off with a win before heading to Pittsburgh.
I can't wait to be here tomorrow.
We will be here. What's on Deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Highlights with John right after this.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck. See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today. Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.